Das Chazar sagt, dass wir uns nicht mehr mit dem Juden mit dem Juden auf P. Gimel. Mischa sagt, dass wir uns nicht mehr mit dem Juden auf P. Begin. Rabbiana said, if the doctor says that the sick person doesn't have to eat, he's not in grave danger, and the sick person says that he has to eat, the halacha is that we give him to eat. If the doctor says he has to eat and the patient says he does not need to eat, the halacha is that we also give him to eat. In fact, our Mishnah said that we give the patient to eat if the doctor says we should. It seems that if the doctor says that the patient doesn't have to eat and the patient says that he does, we still will listen to the doctor. The Mishnah also seems to say that we only give the patient to eat based on the opinion of Biki'in, which means that there's more than one doctor. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is discussing where the patient says he does not need to eat. It is in that case that we follow the opinion of the doctors and not the patient. Why does the Mishnah say that two doctors are required to permit him to eat? And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is discussing where the patient and one doctor said the patient does not need to eat. In that case, it would take two doctors to permit him to eat. However, when only contradicting the patient himself, one doctor is enough to make him eat. In fact, if it's two against two, it's obvious we'll permit him to eat because we always rule leniently when there's a suffering nefashis. Or it says the Mishnah is discussing where there are two doctors who agree with the patient that he does not need to eat. But other two doctors say that he does have to eat. So even though the permitting doctors are in the minority, we give him to eat because there's a suffering nefashis here. In fact, since the last part of the Mishnah says that if there are no doctors, we permit him to eat based on his own opinion, that would suggest that the previous part of the Mishnah discusses where he also says that he needs to eat, but we only allow him to eat if the doctors agree with him. Where it says the Mishnah is missing words and should say that we only need doctors to permit him to eat when he himself says that he does not need to eat. However, if he says that he needs to eat, even if there's a doctor who says that he does not need to eat, we still allow him to eat based on his own opinion. Marbar Rashi said if the patient says he needs to eat, even if 100 doctors say he doesn't need to eat, we allow him to eat. Our Mishnah says if there are no doctors, we allow the patient to eat based on his own opinion. This suggests that if there are doctors, we don't follow the patient's own opinion. Where it says the Mishnah means to say that doctors are needed to permit him to eat when he alone feels that he does not need to eat. However, when he feels that he needs to eat, we don't listen to any doctors who say differently. Zuck, the Mishnah, if someone is seized with bulimus, which is a life-threatening condition caused by hunger, he's given to eat even non-kosher food until his vision is restored, which is a sign that the danger has passed. If someone was bitten by a wild dog, we don't allow him to eat the dog's liver, because this was thought of as a cure, but it was not a true cure, and therefore we don't allow the eating of non-kosher for something which is not a true cure. Rav Masih ben Charash allows it. Rav Masih ben Charash also allows one who has a condition in his throat, which is considered to be possibly life-threatening, to have medicine made and applied on Shabbos. He considers this to be a true cure. Zuck, the Mishnah, if a building collapses on someone on Shabbos, and it's unknown whether the person is in the rubble or not, or whether he's even alive if he's beneath the rubble, or whether the person who is trapped there is even in yid altogether, we clear away the rubble to try and save him. If we find him alive, we continue to remove the rubble from all around him. If he's found dead, we stop and we leave him there to live the Shabbos. Zuck, the Gemara Braisa says we consider his vision to be restored when he can tell the difference between good food and bad food. Abayi said this means that if he can taste the difference between good food and bad food. Braisa says, if one is seized with bulimus, we give him to eat the food with the lightest level of Isser available. If we have a choice between Avela and Tevel, we give him the Avela. Between Tevel and Shemitah, we give him Shemitah. If we have a choice between Tevel and Truma, the Tanakhama of Abraisa says that we would give him Tevel because it's able to be fixed by removing Meiser, and therefore it's more a kaldika Isser. And Ben Temia says we give him Truma, which is Mutter to a Koyin, and therefore he holds that Tevel whereas Tevel is also to all, and therefore he holds that the Truma is less of an Isser. Rabbi explains this Machlaikis, that if there's enough Tevel that the Meiser can be removed, then there'll be enough chulin left over to remove the bulimus. All would agree that we should remove the maaser and give him to eat the rest. Machlekes is where there would not be enough produce remaining for the bulimus, so you have to give it to him as tevel. The chiddush of Rabbah is that even on Shabbos, when the rabbanon say that maaser may not be separated, and even in a case when the maaser obligation is only the rabbanon, like produce grown in a pot without a hole, still we should remove the maaser on Shabbos rather than eat tevel, even though it is only a rabbinic dika tevel. So Gemara, this seems to be Machlekes Tanoim. Braisa says that Rebbe says if someone's bitten by a snake on Shabbos, we may cut leeks from the ground to give them to eat, so and we need not give Meiser from them. Rabbi Elazar son of Shimon says we must first take off Meiser. It seems that Rabbi would only follow Rabbi Elazar, that we take off Meiser on Shabbos. Gemara says it could be that Rebbe would agree in the case of Rabbi, which was discussing produce, which is sometimes Chayiv and Meiser, even Deraisa, that we have to take off Meiser first so as not to lead one to eat without giving Meiser in a Deraisa Dika situation. This Braisa is dealing with vegetables, which are always only Chayiv the Rabbanon Meiser, and therefore maybe we could be more makel. Zuckmar Braisa says someone who sees with bulimus should eat some honey or other sweet things. Abayi said this is only beneficial when eaten after first eating other foods. However, if eaten before other foods, it actually makes the bulimus worse. Rav Nachman Neim Shmuel said a person with bulimus should eat the fatty meat of a sheep's tail with honey. Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said he should eat fine flour with honey. Rav Papa said he could even eat barley flour with honey. Rabbi Yechanan said he once had bulimus and ran to eat figs from the side of the tree, which were very sweet. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi were traveling. Rabbi Yehuda was seized with bulimus. He took bread from a shepherd without permission and ate it to save his life. Rabbi Yosi said, you made the shepherd lose. When they reached the city, Rabbi Yosi was seized with bulimus. The entire city came and brought him sweet foods and cooked foods. Rabbi Yehuda told him, now you made the whole city lose. It once happened they were traveling with Rav Meir. Rav Meir would examine the names of people that they wouldn't. When they needed a place to stay for Shabbos, they went to someone whose name was Kidur. Rav Meir thought, based on how the word is used in a pasuk, this man must be a Rasha. They, who didn't examine names, gave their wallets to their host for safekeeping. Rav Meir took his wallet and hid it in the cemetery at the headstone of this person's father. On Shabbos morning, the host relayed that his father came to him in a dream and told him to get the wallet that's by his head. Rav Meir told him, disregard the dream, and then went and stayed with his wallet until after Shabbos. When they were ready to leave their host and ask for their wallets, the host said he was never given wallets to watch. He lied. They convinced the host to go with them for a drink and noticed that he had some lentils on his mustache. They went to his house without him and asked his wife for the money, and they told her that her husband instructed her to release the wallets to them, and as a proof he said he told us to tell you that he just ate lentils. She gave them the wallets. When the host came home, he was so upset that he killed his wife. It's regarding this story that a braisa says not being careful with washing before eating caused a yid to eat pig, because the restaurant, it was a story where the restaurant owner thought a yid was a guy because he didn't wash before eating, and therefore he gave him chazer to eat. And not being careful with mayim achronim caused someone to be killed, because had the host washed mayim achronim, he would have wiped his mustache like the minig is to do, and then he would not have ended up killing his wife, because she never would have given the money.